Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In left field, we'll be at number four. It's Kaylee Newkirk hitting fifth, playing at second base. We'll set the rest in just a moment as Callie Hodgson delivers the first pitch. It's swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Emma Hilby, the third base person, will follow. And then Maylee Plemer in center field hitting seventh. Alyssa Muller, the first base person, playing eighth. And also Jaden Boland, the right fielder, bats number nine. Here's one outside for a ball. One ball and one strike.
And she's already, Hodgson already wanting to make them chase. So she's very good at this.
Steps back to the rubber. Here comes the 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Sign called as the batter steps out. Lewis has had a great senior season, playing multiple positions.
A great leader, too.
Yeah.
Great leader for the team.
1-2 offering. The pitch got away, and it's upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Hodgson, a tall player, strong pitcher. And we watched him in warm-ups. They look pretty sharp. 2-2 offering. The pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Lewis hits one up onto the roof. Home of the Badgers here, Irwin and Robert Goodman Softball Complex. Great place to have a state tournament. A lot of people calling in sick today.
Yeah, they are, and the bleachers are starting to fill out.
2-2 is ripped foul, right field side, and out of play.
You know, this is a pretty good sign for Ithaca, putting the bat on the ball early.
Yes, you're right. Maybe gain a little confidence for the rest of the players that will follow in the lineup. Two balls, two strikes.
Hitting is contagious.
Yep, it is. Here comes the windup, and the pitch ripped towards second. Backhanded nicely by Nanette to the throw. Got it. One away. The batter will be Holly King. Holly, the Bulldog catcher, has had a great year. He's another leader. Catchers are the quarterbacks of the team.
Yes, they are. Holly, she leads the team. She directs the infield where they go, and she's very, very...
Fouls went off again over on the right field side. Out of play. Nothing in one. They'll come back and do it again. Brad Lewis coaching at third base. Paula Boland at first base. They've kind of co-head coached this thing this year. Although Paula nudged Brad a little bit.
Done a really nice job.
They have. The pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. Lewis giving the sign here. Holly King, recently graduated senior for the Ithaca Bulldogs. Callie Hodgson ready. There is the next pitch. That one is low. Count goes to 2-1.
Yeah, pitch count today ain't going to be much of a factor.
No, not like it is in baseball.
No, it's not.
And both pitchers have had lots of rest.
Yes, they have.
2-1. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. Three balls and a strike now on the batter, Holly King.
Ithaca batters have to be really patient at the plate. But be aggressive when it's there.
So far, so good, huh? 3-1 offering is bounced toward third. Glove there by Rickers. The throw to first. Got it. Two up, two down. And the batter will be J.C. Maxwell. J.C. will start as pitcher today. Her and Ariana Lewis have kind of co-pitched this year for the Bulldogs.
J.C. Maxwell.
So Maxwell makes her way in. Hitting around 361. Lewis, the leader, as a starting player, 440 average. Bulldogs have hit the ball well. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Maxwell has knocked in 31 runs.
That's impressive. On-base percentage is 89%. 891. That's pretty good.
Down low, inside, and two balls and no strikes on Maxwell. Sunshine's starting to come out a little bit here. Here comes the next pitch. That one is swung on and missed. Strike one. So the count goes to 2-1 on Maxwell. Two away in the opening inning for the Bulldogs. Hodgson rocks and fires. That one fouled off. Strike two.
A lot of foul balls. That's actually a positive sign for Ithaca. So
they can contact. And, you know, especially maybe the second time through the lineup.
Yes.
You never know.
Yep.
Gain some confidence up there that first time. 2-2 offering from Hodgson, and here comes the pitch, swung on, bounced to second. Picked up by McNett, the throw in time. That will do it for Bulldogs batters. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. After a half inning at Goodman Diamond, Ithaca nothing. Belmont coming up from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Stacy Maxwell warming up for the Bulldogs. Holly King, the catcher. Alyssa Muller at first, Haley Newkirk at second, Ariana Lewis at short, and Emma Hilby at third. Outfield from left to right, Kelsey Coleman in left, Bailey Plemer in center, Jaden Boland in right. This is a lineup the Bulldogs have used for much of the year. Addison McNett at second base will lead it off, and then Casey Rickers hits number two. Carson Raymaker, the shortstop, hits third. Morgan Freeman in center field hits cleanup for Belmont. Lexi Rickers, the catcher, followed by Callie Hodgson, the pitcher. Claire Rundy, the DH. Emily Ryder hits eighth in left field. And batting number nine, Jalen Leitzinger, who plays first. Here is McNett. Belmont coming in with a record of 24-3. McNett had to make a couple plays in the top half.
Yes, she did.
Standing in here to lead it off. And the pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. King behind the plate. Bulldog's second trip here to state, 2014 we were here. That was an awesome run to the tournament
it
that
was,
year.
Wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Jordan Cockcroft?
Yep.
Boy,
nice. Pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Lacey Olson, I remember, having a double in that game, getting the Bulldogs off to a good start. Wound up losing in the semifinal. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Three balls and no strikes to McNett. He's had a big year as well. 20 runs scored. 3-0 offering. Maxwell trying to find the range. There's the pitch, and that's the strike. 3-1 now to the batter. Three-man umpiring crew for game one. You didn't get asked, did you?
No.
Not yet, anyway. 3-1 is swung on and fouled down the line, out of play.
I wanted someone that wouldn't shoot the kid.
Yeah, that's a prerequisite, I think. Full count, the ball is out of play.
A lot of people from Ithaca here, their fans are just piling in.
They filled in, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Full count offering to McNett. Here is Maxwell into the motion, and the pitch, curve, fouled off. That one just a little bit of a wrinkle in it, wasn't it?
It did.
They'll come back and do it again. Yeah, there was a time when it looked like Belmont had the Bulldog fans outnumbered, but now I think...
I think the Bulldogs have outnumbered. Really big.
Troy Clary must have got here with a spectator
yeah.
bus. Full count. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Right field down the line and out of play. Over into the bullpen area.
There's a little section on the other side of the dugout over there you can't see really good, but that's packed too for Ithaca.
Oh, is it?
And not so much over here.
I can't see real well over there, but yeah, I guess you're right. See a head or two. Full count offering. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the middle, off the glove, and into center field. Maxwell tipped it, and it goes in for a hit. And McNett is aboard. One out, nobody out for Casey Rickers. Rickers playing third base today for Belmont. Adorned in their orange and black uniforms. The Bulldogs in their purple and white. One on. Nobody out. First runner of the ball game. And we'll see how Belmont plays it. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Emma Hilby fully expecting to maybe get challenged there at third base. Coming in shallow in front of the third base bag. Runner at first. And here comes the pitch. That is taken high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Belmont trying to move the runner here in the opening inning. Let's see what Rickers does this time. And she will look. It's going to be called a strike. 2-1. I think their attitude was, let's wait to get a strike on us, and then we'll see what happens.
Not a bad way to go into a ball game.
Two balls and a strike on Rickers. She bunts it. First base side. Beautiful. Rolls fair, and they're going to flip it to first. Not in time. Everybody is safe. Till McKnight goes to second. Rickers at first on a bunt single. Boy, she laid that down well.
She really did, and at that time, the first baseman has to get back if Jerry knows the pitcher because no one was there. And I don't know if they would have got her anyway, Phil.
I don't think they would have. Bunt single. Carson Raymaker, the shortstop, will hit. Nobody out in the opening inning here at Goodman Diamond. Bulldogs trying to work out of it. Here goes Maxwell into the motion. The pitch bunted foul in the air and against the screen. Strike one. Nothing in one. Field, it looks like it's a little wet. I presume they watered it down, maybe. I don't know if we have
rain. I don't think they had water.
You don't think they...
I don't think they watered it. They did say the outfield was a little damp.
Okay, so maybe it's a little rain.
But if you look, they may have watered it down. Then
it's kind of wet around the outside.
But nothing down the line.
Here's a high fly to center field. Should be playable. Fleamer is over. She's got it. Runner's tag. Throw coming on. And back to second. Not in time to get by at second base. And a run is going to come in to score. Throw to the plate. Not in time. And Belmont takes a 1-0 lead. McNett scores. Rickers at third. Henry Bray, I'm going to ask you something as an umpire. I thought the runner at second base left early.
I did too.
What do you do? Do you challenge it?
If the coaches aren't going to look for it.
Yeah, I thought she...
I mean, I always had a coach looking for that. It should be everything on this home plate umpire to catch and tag at second base. So
the run
I would definitely challenge that.
Run will stand. I think they are.
There they are.
Yeah, they're going to do it. And time is called. They're going to throw to the shortstop. Nope, they say she didn't. Well, at least they challenged it.
I thought that was the wrong ball.
Ball goes back to the pitcher. And the runner at third base now, Rickers, with one away. Sack fly for Carson Raymaker. And let's see. Freeman, the batter.
They did score an error on the throw.
They did, didn't they? Okay, first error for the Bulldogs. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Ball goes back to Maxwell. Seeing the yellow school buses arrive. Must be the teams for the next game. Oftentimes, these smaller schools, they just bring the regular bus.
They do.
Nothing fancy. Here's the pitch down low off the catcher's shin guard, and a run's going to score. Rickers comes in. It is 2-0, Belmont. Two balls and no strikes on Freeman. That's one of the things I remember from Ithaca 2014 was seeing the little yellow bus coming rolling in and parking right amongst all the coach buses, you know.
Those wild pitches in here.
Here's the pitch.
Nope.
No, it's not an error. This one is inside. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Belmont has scored two runs and on two hits.
And only have one out here.
Yep. Here's the pitch. Ripped right field down the line, and Bolin can't get it. It's a fair ball. She did get a glove on it. Runner is going to second base and will be there with a double. Jaden Bolin almost made a spectacular catch. But it was right on the line, dropped in, and it's a double for Freeman. Big start for Belmont here.
Yeah, it's a good start.
Lexi Rickers will be the batter, playing the catcher position today.
Probably not the start Ithaca's wanting. That's probably not the start. But, again, they'll come back. They'll play hard.
They've been down before. They were down in the sectional final game.
Yeah. Yep.
So here goes the pitch to the next batter. Bounced sharply to left. Nice play, Lewis. Has the runner in a rundown. Tags her. Got her. Diving in with the ball hand was Ariana Lewis, and they're going to call that runner out at second base. So that'll be the second out for Belmont.
Jeff Hodges already just chewing him.
Now, that was a close play. Well, I didn't have to make it. It looked like she, from here, I got to be honest, it looked like she missed her with the ball. But
I thought she got her. I really did.
And I've got a tough angle looking at it. So everybody probably saw it a little bit differently. And if you're from Belmont, you probably saw it differently, right? They're going to call her out.
All right. Yep. And it's a good call.
Yeah.
But what I like, they got together, they talked about it. And I did. I think she tagged her on the backside before she got to the bag with the ball.
The other thing was it was a definitive call. He made the call
instantly.
He didn't
hesitate.
Runner at first base with two away, and Kylie Hodgson, the pitcher, will bat. 2-0 Belmont here in the opening inning. Bulldogs trying to throw a little water on the Braves' fire here. Time call for a moment. Now, J.C. Maxwell is set to work again. Target up by Holly King. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it gets by. The runner's going to go to second base. So Rickers at second on a pass ball, and Belmont with another runner in scoring position. Good to see Josh Lair here.
Yes.
Josh, Kirk, I have a granddaughter on the Belmont team. So the Lairs are here in full force today.
His wife probably needs a ride home.
Yeah, well, she might. Kirk might want to do play-by-play all the way home. I don't know. Here's the pitch. It's strike. There's a throw to third. They're going to be close. They didn't get her. Emma Hilby, that was awfully close at third. She got the ball from King, slapped it on as the slide was in progress, and they call Rickers safe. So for the Belmont Braves, a stolen base and a runner at third. 0-2 on Hodgson. J.C. Maxwell set to work, delivers. That one is high.
Good pitch, though.
One ball and two strikes. You're right. A really good two-strike pitch.
It was really good location for that ball. Because it made her think.
Sun coming out a little bit more. I didn't bring my sunglasses. I didn't think I'd need them.
Well, it's pretty, though. Just absolutely gorgeous day.
1-2, bounce foul at the plate. They'll come back and do it again. Time is called. And there'll be a meeting between Holly King and J.C. Maxwell.
Big pitcher, you don't want to let it get by her, you know, because she gets the first, the run's going to score. And
yep. One ball, two strikes. They'll try it again. Here's the pitch. That one a changeup, and it's high. Two balls and two strikes. Maxwell has good velocity. I don't know if she's really opened it up here yet today, but she has the ability. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. That one down low, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Belmont remains with a runner at third base. Rickers is there. Maxwell throws the rubber. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swung on, bounced sharply to left. Diving play, Lewis from the knee. Throws to first. Not in time. The run scores.
A nice play by Ariana.
This is scores run number three. You're right. It was. Just to stop the ball.
100%.
And then come up with a decent throw. Yeah.
Number 17 courtesy runner for the Belmont. Her name is Piper Wittenhiller.
Wittenhiller. All right.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did.
Claire Rundy.
Claire Rundy will be standing in. She is the designated hitter. Getting set to stand in here. Three runs across for Belmont. They have had a total of four hits in the inning. Here's the pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. Early wake-up call. Not sure that either team probably slept a lot last night.
Yeah, they probably didn't.
One ball, no strikes. Down low, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Outfield shaded a bit toward right field for the hitter. Runner back at first base. And here's the pitch. High. Ball three.
Now, they use the safety bag here, like they do in all softball games. But what do you think about the safety bag in baseball?
Safety bag in baseball?
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the pitch. There's a down low offering, and she'll take her base. Do tell us your thoughts.
I've seen a lot of kids this year get struck by a cleat going to first base or, you know, the first baseman. As an umpire, I like it because it's, number one, it helps your call. But, you know, that's just me.
Here's the pitch. Runners at 1-2, and that is a strike. Nothing in one. Been in for a long time, you know, in softball.
Right. Yeah.
Safety feature.
But a lot of people go, no, that's not baseball.
But, well, we've seen collisions. We saw one the other day.
Yes.
Pretty strong collision at the sectional.
Here's it was a nasty collision.
Yeah. Just some bounce foul, strike two. First base was making a play and then ran into.
Yeah.
Luckily, both players were all right. Runners at 1-2. Bulldogs with two strikes on the batter, trying to get back to the dugout. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Couple of swings, and Ryder is back out and ready to go. Quentin Hiller at second, and Rundy at first. Strike three called on Ryder. Maxwell gets a nice K, and that'll finally do it. Three runs, four hits. No errors, one error for the Bulldogs, I should say, and we are through one. 3-0 Belmont on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Batting in the top of the second for Ithaca, Kelsey Coleman, followed by Kaylee Newkirk and Emma Hilby. 3-0 Belmont. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Kelsey's one of the players Brad Lewis talked to me about. He said she doesn't know her own potential.
She's
into it. Here's the pitch ripped to right field down the line.
Down.
That's going to be in there. Caught by the right fielder. Now she's going for two. Coleman is going for two. And she is out. Nice throw by Alexis Burbot from right field to second base. And there is one away. Score of the hit. And then trying to stretch it out into a double. The out. Here is Kaylee Newkirk. Well, the Bulldogs have been aggressive on the base paths all year. But Belmont made a nice play in the outfield. You know, it did not get
perfect
fire.
Throw, perfect catch.
Perfect throw. Here's the pitch. Newkirk takes a strike. Nothing in one. Haley's mom and dad, Paul and Andrea, doing the PA announcing all these years at Ithaca.
Good people.
Yep. They've done a great job. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Always enjoy going over there. Paul and I tell old stories during the commercial breaks. Nothing in two. Haley steps back in, and here is Hodgson with the pitch. Fouled off of the catcher and umpire.
And umpire. Got them both.
Double W there. So it'll go back. Did you bring your umpiring stuff just in case?
It's all at the station. I didn't know if anybody wanted it.
There. Thought maybe they'd turn around and say, is there an umpire in the house? And then you'd have to run down there. I can save the day, you know. You don't have your umpire gear on underneath your clothes?
No, no. Okay. They're usually an extra one standing around.
Oh, okay. Nothing in two. The pitch is called a ball. One ball and two strikes. Buses continuing to roll in here.
Oh, they are, aren't they?
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. They do have a nice parking ramp. That's where you were. What level were you in when you parked?
Like 18.
18 rows? Well, I didn't know it was that high. Here's the pitch. Oh.
I can't count very well. I think I'm on level 2.5.
Two and a half?
Yeah.
Now, you thankfully let me out so I could find where we needed to go.
Yeah, and now we'll look definitely come down and get you.
Yeah, right. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Pop toward left field. It's going to be in there for a base hit. Second Bulldog hit. Now that thrown out runner looks pretty big.
Yeah, that is.
So Newkirk pops one in there. She's been hitting the ball well all year. Just got her 22nd hit.
Emma Hilby.
So here's Emma Hilby playing third base for the Bulldogs. Belmont owns the hit department, 4-2. Hilby steps in, cocks the bat, Hodgson ready. There's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Callie's, you know, not necessarily overpowering, but she's consistent. Isn't
she? Oh, yeah, she is. She produces, you know.
Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Batter bumps it. Third base side. Caught at third. Throw back to first in time. They were able to double the runner off. Bulldogs trying to bunt and move Newkirk. And she got caught when Rickers made a nice catch from third base for out number two. And then back to first for out number three. Unfortunately for the Bulldogs, two hits but nothing to show in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Belmont leads it 3-0 on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Belmont will send its 9-1-2 batters here against Maxwell and the Bulldogs after sending 8 to the plate in the first.
Yeah, 3-0 early. So bottom of 2, Phil.
A lot of softball yet to play, but got to throw a little water on the Belmont fire right now. Here's one upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Bulldogs commit one error in that opening inning. Otherwise, Belmont took advantage aggressively and hit the ball pretty well. One ball, no strikes. The pitch is called low. Two balls and no strikes. A little bit of a breeze coming across the diamond right now.
Drying it up.
Yes. Flag in center field, blowing out a little bit toward left field. 2-0 pitch is taken for a strike. 2-1. Good to have you along during our normal morning show time today. Had to leave early. Thanks to Bo Hendricks for filling in. 2-1 offering. The pitch down low for a ball.
You think he's going to mess with my desk or anything?
He might.
I don't deserve it, though.
Yeah. You're always messing with somebody's stuff. So payback. 3-1 offering from Maxwell. There's the pitch. And that's called.
That's a nice pitch on the inside corner.
It was. Stacy looks a little more relaxed out there as well.
Yeah.
Trying to bring it now. Full count offering. Sophomore ready to go in the pitch. It's outside to Walker. Getting down to first base is Lightfinger. And now the top of the order, Addison McNett. Second walk given up today by the Bulldogs. McNett got on base. Scored a run last time. She fouled off several. She had a 3-2 count. Waterway on base. Here's the pitch. She squares the bunt. It's a ball back to first on the throw, not in time. So one ball and no strike.
Did she get on by an error, Phil?
McNett?
Yeah.
No. Nope, she had a hit.
On the shortstop, yes.
One, two, three, four hits in the first inning. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Didn't get a chance to change, try the fine cuisine here yet, did you?
Not yet. I don't have to. They only take credit cards, Phil.
Here's the pitch, and that is upstairs. That's why he came and asked for mine.
Oh, he called that a strike, Phil.
He did. 2-1.
That's very late. So, yeah, and I don't have my credit card. I brought cash. I thought they'd take cash, but
nope. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. 3-1. I guess that's the way it is at the Brewer games, too. I've not
seen
it.
Yeah, that's the rumor, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a cash guy.
I'm a cash guy with cashless on me.
3-1. There is the squaring of the butt, and she takes it high. So, two aboard here without an out in the second inning for Belmont. Casey Rickers will be the batter. Rickers with a bunt single last time. And the Bulldogs have called a conference on the infield. We're in the second inning. Two on and nobody out. And this one doesn't involve the coaches, Henry.
Nope. Would be a lot quicker.
Yep. Kind of discuss what's going on and kind of calm one another.
They're trying to calm her down. I mean, if you're a high school kid looking back with all these people here, and this great complex at the University of Wisconsin, wouldn't you go, oh, my.
I wouldn't have been able to even ride the bench. I'd have been so nervous.
You couldn't even guard the water bucket.
I don't think so. Coach would have put me in the fourth quarter. We'd have won state, but never did. Rickers is standing in. Maxwell ready. There's a squaring of butt. It's a ball down low. One ball, no strikes. Just didn't see the true potential in me, I guess. Just like in my acting career when I had one line. The old bloke's dead. My one line.
Did you do it right, though?
Pretty well, yeah.
Did you get
I should have.
Grammy for it?
Yeah, Grammy. But a nice pickup by King. Throws to first in time. The sacrifice is complete. So that moves Leisinger to third and McNett to second base. One away for Carson Raymaker. Raymaker with a fly ball out last time. Makes her way in here in the bottom of the second. So Belmont threatening again. Runners at second and third. The Bulldogs got to try to concentrate on the batter here. Maxwell with the pitch got away and it hit her. Hit the ground and skimmed her leg. So that'll be loading the bases. So three aboard, and Holly King going over to the dugout to get that ball. Looks in, asking the coach for a couple of comments, and now back out. So there's a forced in any base for the Bulldogs, looking on the positive side here. Infield drawn in for a play at the plate.
Get him a ground ball.
Freeman doubled last time, and here comes the pitch. That is called a strike.
Nice pitch.
Morgan was picked off on the base pads last time. Runners back to 1, 2, and 3. Belmont has loaded the bases without a hit. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward Maxwell. Nice play to the plate. One. Back to first. Not in time. Almost got
nice
a
play.
DP. But they got the main out they needed.
No, 100%.
Second out, J.C. Maxwell to Holly King. A 1-2 put out. McNett goes to third. Raymaker at second. Freeman at first.
It'd be nice to get this out here with giving up no runs.
That would be beautiful for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch to Rickers. She takes a look inside. One ball and no strikes. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored. There's a throw to first. Not in time. Back to the plate. Not in time. The ball popped away. Run will score. Here comes another run in to score. Wow. The Bulldogs give up two runs in a tough situation.
You've got to go back.
The last runner of the score has to go back? So Coach Hodgson will argue that. So time is called. Brad Lewis is out to have a word with his pitcher in his infield.
Apparently the run did count.
The run did count, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what the umpire was questioning.
They haven't put it up on the board yet, though. All right, well, we're going to assess this and be back after this timeout. Conference on the mound. Belmont, they got both runs up there. Belmont leading 5-0. You're listening to area state semifinal softball from WRCO Sports.
Hey parents, beep beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook.
At Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-31. 114 today. Beep, beep.
Thank you. Might have to call Tony. You're a little crazy on the drive down here.
Yeah. What?
Get a ride home. I don't know. Here we go. The pitch after the timeout. Again, the two-run scored, and it's a 5-0 lead. Strike one on the batter. One ball and one strike on Lexi Rickers. Morgan Freeman is at second base. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball two. Count goes to 2-1. Conference at the mound. Bulldogs will probably bring Ariana Lewis in at some point in the game, the senior. Maxwell and her have been a 1-2 punch this year.
Yes, they have.
2-1 offering. That one is high. Ball three. Good luck to the middle point pointers and Quinn Schultz,
yes,
the head coach. Later today, they'll be playing. Quinn, a graduate of Riverdale, and I called a lot of his games.
Really?
Riverdale and then for the Cavs Reds. 3-1, here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
That guy knows how to coach, though. Quinn does.
He does, yeah. Well, they've had a good thing. Middle Points had a lot of success at
State. Yes, they have, yes.
They won it, what, a few years ago?
Yeah, and he's pretty good at yelling me.
That's good. Full count, fouled off, first base side, out of play. Bottom of the second here at Goodman Diamond. Back to second base is Freeman. Full count on Rickers. Bulldogs looking for the out without any other damage here early in the ball game. Maxwell toes the rubber, and here's the pitch. Swung and missed.
Nice hit. Nice pitch.
That'll do it. King hangs on. It may have been fouled dip, but she hangs on. That's a strikeout for Maxwell. 5-0 Belmont after two in state semifinal softball for WRCO Sports.
Get ready, Richland Center. Something sweet is headed your way. The Oakwood Fruit Farm Bakery will be opening in July. And that means apple cider donuts, buttery turnovers, and fresh baked cookies that keep you coming back. Plus, the retail store will be open, too, at 31128 Apple Ridge Road. Hungry yet? Watch for updates on Facebook and get ready to make Oakwood Fruit Farm part of your summer.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Welcome back to Goodman Diamond, 5-0 Belmont, top of three. Bulldogs will send Bailey Plemer, Alyssa Muller, and Jaden Boland to the plate. Well, if you're the Bulldogs, you know, you've proven you can make some contact here and come back and see what happens here. You've proven that you can get on base. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Two hits last inning and nothing to show. This one down low, one ball, no strikes. And for Belmont, two runs in the previous inning without a hit. And that hurts.
That hurts. That really does hurt.
1-0 pitch. That one swung on and foul tip. Strike one.
You know, yeah, they had two walks and a hit by pitch, and that's the ones that scored, the first two, the two walks.
You are right. Exactly what you said in the pregame, too, that you try to avoid. 1-1, here's the pitch, that's strike two call. And you talk about that at all levels, major
right,
leagues and everything. You know,
you walk somebody, you can't have an error compounded on it. You can't.
They said from the beginning of time, walks as good as a hit, and a lot of times it is.
A hit.
And there's a hit bats person. Bailey Fleamer got hit on the ankle, and she'll run it off, getting down to first base. Taking one from the team, so she'll get a little extra time down the right field line to walk it off. And the batter
That's a start, Phil.
Yeah, it is. Alyssa Muller will be the batter. Alyssa with 12 RBI. Alyssa's got a good bat, and she's one of the players that could lift one out of here.
Well, yeah.
And that would be a highlight, right?
You know, and her average is not fair because it's .222. Her on-base percentage is .719, but she hits the ball hard.
200 down the lines. Here's a swing and a miss, nothing and one. .218 in the power alleys.
Yes.
Nothing and one. Home of the Badgers. Badgers softball. They were improved this year, but I think you pointed out Arkansas beat them, so thank you for that.
The College World Series of Arkansas is there.
Is the pitch upstairs? Oh, are they? Okay. You always got to get the last word in about Arkansas. But,
no one cares but me.
When I said how the Badgers had done well, they were improved this year.
Yeah, Arkansas beat them.
1-1 offering is high.
Someone told me the other day, where was I? I think I was doing a hometown game. Someone came up to me, no one cares how Arkansas is doing. I said, thank you. He goes, you do, but no one else does.
Now you know. 2-1 offering is going to be taken for a strike. Two balls and two strikes on Alyssa Muller. Alyssa will check the sign with Coach Brad Lewis at third base. Paula Bolin giving word to Maley Plamer at first base. And here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. There is one away. So the first strikeout for Callie Hodgson and Jaden Boland will be the batter. Jaden with 14 RBIs this year.
I think that she had three hits in the sectional final against Columbus County.
She did? Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her. Another player with a really good attitude here.
And she's very fast on the base.
Yeah. Spark plug on the team. Here's the pitch. Bunts it. Nice job. Third base side. Picked up by the third base person. Throw to first. And they got her. Sacrifice is complete as Fleamer is at second base. Jaden Boland, nice bunt.
Yeah. She only got it by her step.
5-3 put out. Back to the top of the order. Ariana Lewis will be the hitter. Ariana has grounded out her previous at-bat. She had a good at-bat.
Yeah, she did. She fouled a lot of them off.
Yeah. It was 2-2, 2-2 for a long time.
Seven pitch bat, so that's pretty good in softball.
Here's the pitch. Foul ball, first base side.
She's picking up where she left off.
Nothing in one. Well, there's some Ithaca fans here that they had to come out of the woods today, I think.
It's just packed now.
Yeah, they are. Boy, oh boy. Kevin Bailey was looking for mushrooms, and he wandered down to the ball field here today. Our old buddy, there's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike.
Is that him down there in the corner looking for him?
Yeah, he's looking for mushrooms, I think. Oyster mushrooms now. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs.
Are those good?
Yes, they are. 2-1. Here's the thing from the real mushroom lovers. Sometimes people will tell me that morels are overrated. You know, they're harder to find and more rare. The oysters, in frying the same way, they taste about the same. This one is upstairs.
Cook them the same way, then?
Yep.
Okay.
3-1. Our old friend Sherry over in Woodman is a big mushroom finder, eater, and cooker. 3-1 off.
She could find them and just cook them for us.
Yeah, that'd be good. Here's a high fly to right field. Right fielder coming on, though it should be playable. And Burbach hauls it in for out number three. Lewis, good at bat again. Nothing to show in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. 5-0 Belmont as we go to the bottom of the third here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Stacey Maxwell continues her warm-up pitches. It's going to be the bottom of the third inning. And coming up for Belmont, Callie Hodgson, Claire Rundy, and Emily Ryder. Five runs, four hits, no errors for Belmont. No runs, two hits, two errors for the Bulldogs. It's actually better when the sun goes under, which it is.
Yeah. I was talking to the guy next to me. He's an umpire, and he asked me my name. He goes, oh, never mind.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's looking through the rule book. He's looking through the rule book, though.
See if I'm even supposed to be here.
He's studying up. So Hodgson will be the batter. Maxwell back for her third inning of work. She has struck out two and walked three. Here's the pitch. That one is high and outside.
No, they called it a strike, Bill.
What? Okay. Well, that's why I don't umpire. You guys over here do. One ball and no strikes. No balls and one strike. I got to correct my clicker here. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs, and now it's one and one. Sometimes that off-speed pitch for a softball
really
pitcher.
Does.
I've seen him call the ball a lot of times, and I'm thinking, it looked like a strike to me. I mean, it's hard to judge that. Here's the pitch ripped in the air, center field. That's going to be in there for the base hit. Hodgson will round and look. Fifth hit for Belmont today, and they have their leadoff hitter on for the third time today. Claire Rundy will be the DH. Courtesy runner coming out. Who we got, Hank?
Number seven, Annalisa Kissamore.
Okay. Kissamore at first base.
Kissamore or Kissamore?
Kissamore.
Yeah.
Annalisa.
Claire Rundy.
So Rundy will be the batter. She walked last time. Belmont, designated hitter.
Yep, she is a designated hitter. So
steps in, and Maxwell stepped to work. Batter squares, bunted it, kipped it, and it's a foul ball for a strike. Nothing in one. Winner of this game plays bright and early. You talk about an early wake-up call. Saturday morning.
8 o'clock.
8 a.m. Wow. Nothing in one. The batter bunts again. It's perfect. And no, it rolled just foul.
Foul.
First base side.
Nice bunt, though.
Two strikes. Brad Lewis told me before the game they were fully expecting Belmont to lay down a lot of bunts.
And they do.
They're starting to, aren't they? Got to be aware all the time, especially with that runner on. Try to push them over.
Yeah. Right now, you expect a bunt, but not now. Two strikes.
Two strikes now. Here goes Maxwell into the motion. That is outside pitch. Runner going. Throws second base side. No, not in time. Holly King's throw just to the right field side of second base, and it was just a little late. So Hodgson with a stolen base. The count is one ball and two strikes on Rundy. Maxwell winds and fires. That one is high. Two balls and two strikes. It'd be fun to come out here and just
around.
Yeah, shag a few fly balls. Swing a little bit. Two balls and two strikes from Maxwell, and the pitch taken for strike three. Nice
pitch.
Nice pitch. One away. Three strikeouts for JT, and the batter will be Emily Ryder.
I don't think Claire Rundy expected that pitch at all.
She was guessing something else, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Emily Ryder has struck out the last time at the plate.
0-1 today. The pitch swung and a bouncer foul third base side. Nothing in one. what a game, and what a positive thing. You know, and I had a chance to chat with Todd Clark, who's been with the WIA for a long, long time. And we just talked about what a positive thing this is for communities. But he said, when we go Division Five, we know it's going to be a crowd.
Yes, they were talking about that. Ted Schultz, also from WIA. They were saying, yeah, you get bigger schools, they just come. And
yeah.
But when you get these smaller crowds, I mean, they cheer, they yell, and they're packed.
Nothing in two now. Nice strike for Maxwell. Runner back to second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
She's nice
got
pitch.
Two strikeouts in a row. Four Ks now for Maxwell, and Jalen Leitzinger will be the batter. And I'm sure you saw this at when you covered the sectional, Henry, but the Bulldogs outdrew the private school that Ithaca was playing.
Oh, my goodness. Sure.
You know, and that happens because the private school is not the center of the community like these little schools are. Pitches outside for a ball.
Like Belmont and Ithaca, they're their community.
Yes. And I think the whole communities are here.
Maybe a couple more.
One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch.
Nice
strike
pick.
Call. One ball and one strike. People come out, grandmas and grandpas. Kirk Layer is here with a Belmont shirt on, but we'll give him that because his granddaughter's on the
granddaughter.
So we'll grant him that that's a freebie. One and one, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
So she comes back, she pitches a changeup and off speed. Then she comes back with a fastball, and she just blew it right behind her, right beside her.
She's looking a lot more confident.
Yes, she is.
Helps to get a couple of strikeouts behind you. Now one and two count on the batter. Here's the pitch, outside, just missed.
That's close.
Two balls and two strikes to the number nine hitter. Another cardinal rule, you baseball or softball, you don't want to put the number nine hitter on by a walk.
No.
It does happen quite often, it seems like. Pitchers, for whatever reason, maybe take a little off it or whatever. 2-2 pitch, bounced sharply to short, picked up on second base, I should say. Newkirk picks and throws her out for out number three. That'll do it. In the inning, no runs and a hit for Belmont. No errors and one left on. We have completed three here in Madison. Belmont leads Ithaca 5-0 in WIAA tournament softball from WRCO Sports.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same, and that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center, a longtime favorite in Richland County. It remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out at the Phoenix Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Holly King will stand in. We're underway. It's the top of the fourth. Here's a high fly foul ball, right field side, and over the fence in right field area. Nothing in one. Holly King will be followed by J.C. Maxwell and Kelsey Coleman. 5-0, Belmont Braves leading. You been learning anything, Henry, today?
Well, a little bit. I was talking to him about the obstruction call that we had earlier.
Here's the next pitch. That went down low. What'd you find out?
Well, the umpire was right and wrong, because if an obstructed player is played upon and put out, it's automatically safe.
Okay.
But the ball is dead.
Ooh, high fly ball to center field. Caught by Morgan Freeman. Nice bat by Holly King right at someone.
So, and they're wanting that second runner to score, which they allowed that. So we're trying to figure out why would they allow that second runner to score if the play was at home, you know? So he was digging deep in his rule book.
That's why he was looking in there. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Sun is under again. It feels a little cooler now. Actually feels a little bit like rain. One ball, no strikes. The pitch fouled off and out of play. One and one.
That's just me blinking on you.
Is that what it is? Your tears. that you got passed over from umpiring.
I'm used to that.
J.C. Maxwell, after a word from Brad Lewis and Paula Bolin, ready to go again. Here's a high fly to right field. Verbach has been busy, and she catches another one. Two away. Kelsey Coleman will be the batter. Wanted to mention Paula Bolin. She has state experience with Seneca.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in the day. Boy, they had a great run, too. A nice program at Seneca over the years. One of the years Richland Center was at state. Here's the pitch. That one is bounced towards second. Picked up at second by McNabb. The throw. Got her. 1-2-3 inning. One of the years Richland Center was at state. Seneca was there at the same time. And I remember it was at Waukesha. And they played simultaneously. There were three fields. And the backstops all were back-to-back-to-back, and you could watch any of them.
Isn't that kind of nice?
I like that. Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth. 5-0 Belmont over Ithaca. WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Welcome back to Goodman Diamond. Man, it's packed here now because teams are coming in for the second game of the day, right around the bend here today. So we have some Almond Bancroft fans blocking us in here back of our broadcast area. That's the next game in the WIA Division 4 action. Coming in to bat here, top of the order, Addison McNett. She'll be followed by Casey Rickers and Carson Raymaker. 5-0 Belmont, bottom of four here in state softball today. The lights have been on since the beginning of the game. Here's the pitch. That is a strike. 0-1 to the batter. McNett makes her way out. Stacy Maxwell ready to roll. There is the pitch down low and inside. Evens the count at 1-1. I think the wind has changed direction a little bit.
I think it has too, Phil. It's coming right on us now. I'm going to put your coat on.
That was the only smart one that brought a coat.
Mine's in the truck.
Oh, that's a good place for it. 1-1 is outside for a ball. Again, this has been the windiest spring for me in all my years of
hockey. It has been really, no matter where you went.
No matter where. Even on warm days, yes. It was all of a sudden, where'd that wind come from? It's a little windy today at times. 2-1, here's the pitch outside. 3-1. If you notice my messy car, every jacket I've ever owned is in the back of that car.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, oh yeah. There have been games where I wore all five of them, you know.
You wanted more.
Yep. 3-1, here's a rip to left center. That's going to be trouble. That is in there. Base hit. Picked up by Coleman. The runner is going for two, and she'll be there with a double. McNett is on for the third time today. That will bring up Casey Rickers, who laid down a bunt single and scored back in the first and sacrificed with a bunt in the second.
Yeah, McNett had a ground ball to short in the first inning, a walk, and a fly ball to the right, to the left center. So
good leadoff play.
She's 2-for-2, but on-base percentage is 1,000. You know, that's impressive.
Maxwell into the motion, the pitch to Rickers. She brings the bat back and takes a ball. 1-1 and no strikes. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Tim Eichhorst and company. They run the video here, and they have for years. But Mike Young, River Valley graduate, standing up there running the camera right above us here. 1-1, no strikes. There's a bunt foul, 1-1. Had a nice chat with Mike. And I said, I remember you guys when. I remember when you had a camera and a VHS tape. Humble beginnings,
yeah.
Right? 1-1 to Rickers. Had a lot of ex-River Valley guys hanging around there a little bit ago.
There's a whole bunch of people that just comes together for these, don't they?
Oh, yeah. 1-1. There's the batter bunting it. Foul. Third base side. Strike two. 1-2. Addison McNett goes back to second base. Belmont, football club. The Bulldogs, there's still time, but you can't keep giving runs up.
You can't. You can't give them up.
So trying to shut them down here. Leadoff hitter on at second. And the pitch down low for a ball. 2-2. Ithaca's been making good contact, even with the outs in the fourth.
Yeah.
You know, the fly ball to center by King, fly ball to right by Maxwell, ground out by Coleman. They were all well struck.
Yeah, very well struck. They're just, they're just making plays out.
2-2. Here's the pitch. Ripped foul, first base side. Alyssa Muller had the glove out there, but it was about a foot past her glove, foul ball. They'll come back and do it again. Stepping back is Rickers. Back in with a runner in scoring position. Maxwell says yes to the sign. King with a glove up. And here comes the pitch. It hit her.
Yep.
Rickers